Elena Archibald is the Extension and Office Manager for the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association. She joins us on the line today. Elena, thank you very much for joining us. Long time no hear from the PCBFA to the radio station. Just curious, how are things going?
Yeah, everything's been great. We had a really successful season again with some decent rainfall in the Fairview area. We got lots of exciting data coming down the line and some really exciting extension events coming up this winter.
One of those extension events, if I'm not mistaken, is the winter grazing tours that are happening the week, actually, around November the 13th in the Fairview area. How goes preparation for those?
Yeah, everything's looking great. We're going to be out at Garth Shaw's farm in the MD of Fairview on November 13th. So we're going to be looking at how he is managing his cattle through the winter months. They do some innovative grazing methods, and they're going to be grazing on some standing corn as well as some cover crops and a variety of other things.
The people who join in on the grazing tour, how much learning do they get? How much networking is taking place? And how much does everybody, I guess, just enjoy the fellowship, despite the fact that, the weather is turning cooler at this time?
Yeah, absolutely. But we're going to have the coffee on. Everything will be hot. There'll be snacks and refreshments. And we will be there from 2 until 3:30. So we're going to tour the property and see the cows and what they're doing out there before we head into the shop for a chance to visit and have a hot drink.
How much have things changed over the years, especially when it comes to, I guess it's the approach when it comes to keeping the cattle, I guess, happy, for lack of a better term, because, well, as I say, the weather is turning south and sometimes it can get real cold up here.
Yeah, absolutely. We're pretty lucky that a lot of the producers in this area have really worked to breed quality cattle. They're really focusing on that hardiness to survive in our climates up here. But that being said, as many producers know, we've had a tough couple years in terms of drought and just general poor feed quality. So it's really exciting to come together at an event like this where we can look at alternative options than just putting out round bales.
How good has it been with the fact that we did have a little rain in the spring and summer, the early part of the summer, this past year?
Yeah, absolutely. We're pretty lucky this year, but, you know, statistics are still showing that it's going to be several years like this before we're kind of recovered. And that being said, we have spoken to several producers in other areas in the Peace region, specifically closer to the BC border, who are still suffering from pretty severe drought. So there's going to be lots for everybody to learn.
The winter grazing tour is happening on Wednesday, November the 13th in the Fairview area. Elena, I ask, how much are you looking forward to this? I know you got a lot on the table right now, but it's right around the corner. I mean, holy moly, we're at the beginning of November already.
I know. I don't know where October went. It just flew by, but I'm looking forward to it. One of my favorite parts about my job is getting the opportunity to network with producers, and, you know, we're all Albertans and we're all Canadians, and I'm sure we've got some warm winter gear that we can bundle up and go look at some cows.
Hopefully it's going to be a fantastic event with everybody coming out and having a great time, and I really appreciate this. Elena Archibald is the Extension and Office Manager of the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association. Elena, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.